Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Canto 4, Chapter 8, Text 52. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Evam Bhagavato Rupam Subhadram Jayato Mana Nivritya Parayaturnam Sapanam Na Nivartate. One who meditates in this way, concentrating his mind upon the all auspicious form of the Lord. One who meditates in this way, concentrating his mind upon the all auspicious form of the Lord, is very soon freed from all material contamination, and he does not come down from meditation upon the Lord. Purport. The fixed meditation is called samadhi or trance. A person constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord cannot be deviated from meditating on the form of the Lord as described herein. The Archana Marg, or the devotional path prescribed in the Pancharatra system of devotional service for worshiping the deity in the temple, makes the devotee constantly think of the Lord. That is samadhi or trance. One who practices in this way cannot deviate from the service of the Lord. And that makes him perfect in the mission of human life. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhushtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayeva Ja Pati Tanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Sham Ashram in Cali, Colombia. I missed last week. I didn't want to miss this week, even though in another 25 minutes I give class. I've been giving a Yoga Sutra seminar. We have a teacher training. It's almost one of the most successful in the world, really. We have nearly 50 people coming. And, Lord Chaitanya's mission is in every town and village. Doesn't matter who the people are, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preached to Raghunath Das Goswami, the son of the richest man in West Bengal. Rupin Sanatan, the chief minister and home minister of a country. Jiva Goswami, their nephew. Gopal Bhatta, who was the son of the chief priest of the most important temple in India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the chief logician, Prakasananda Saraswati, the most prominent Mayavadi. So there is something, too, in our focus to concentrate on the educated class. And I do appreciate here. These are very, very cultured and educated people. And it's beautiful. I'm sitting at our place, and then we have a beautiful huge lawn in front, and then if you go past our gate, there's a horse farm, and we can use it for parking. So watching all the cars, you know, the people are coming, and it's very, very enlivening to me. And I spoke for 4 hours. I'll speak for 4 hours today. But I did want to touch base with you. I do believe in this kind of consistency. So I make every effort not to miss a class. Diana, good morning. Good, good. So you'll see people will be coming and saying hello. But it's pretty, verse that we're up to is pretty apropos, because it's Dhruva Maharaj, and he wants to worship God, and he's given mantra meditation, not on just any object, but mantra. Mantra means God in sound, and God in sound is not different than God. So when you, Diana, I took your seat.
Okay.
I'm giving.
I'm privileged to, okay, to share this with you.
Because I'm giving class.
Okay.
Yeah. I give on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Last 10 years.
Okay.
Every Sunday morning. So. I don't want my group.
That's a great spot. Enjoy.
Well, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So. He's recommending meditation and saying very quickly you will become free, because when you worship God, you're not just focusing your mind on an object. You're focusing your mind on a person who is the supreme person. And as Prabhupada said, Krishna is responsive, so he can respond. And when God responds to our devotion, in this case, giving ourselves to him in our consciousness, then it becomes easy. What's very difficult becomes easy. That's the path of grace. God removes the obstacles to our meditation. Otherwise, controlling your mind is near impossible. The level, if you read the Yoga Sutras. So, very easily. And then Prabhupada, being very, very practical, he relates it to us, the Archana Marg, where we can meditate on the deities in the form of the Lord. The key to the effectiveness of any process is the degree that it facilitates absorption. Whether it's impersonal or personal, the effect of the process is by the absorption. In the impersonal, by absorption in the object, you forget the mind. In the personal, by the absorption in the object, you remember God and forget the mind. And when you remember God, God remembers you, and he reciprocates. So also, it's very, very practical. It's almost like in the Yoga Sutras, initially they recommend for meditation abhyas and vairagya, practice and detachment. And practice is intense concentration over a long period of time without interruption, in the right mood. And Vairagya is by intense discrimination, not allowing the consciousness to flow externally to the sense objects, and therefore refocusing it on the soul. To do that, you have to be in sattva. You have to be in the mode of goodness. So if you can't do that, then you have to practice Kriya Yoga. And Kriya Yoga means, Hare Krishna, Kriya Yoga means the yoga of action. You have to do a more external practice. So the yoga of action entails worshiping God, even in the yoga system. Good morning. Good morning. Worshiping God even in the yoga system. And worshiping God means to give up the fruits of your action, to work in a dutiful way, but give up the fruits of your action. Don't act selfishly. You have to act, do it out of duty. Good morning. But more than doing it out of duty, do it for God. And that purifies. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. Sit over here. I'll give you permission. Humbly in the corner. And if you do that, it purifies the heart and it weakens what's called the kleshas, which are the foundation of thought. The foundation of thought is our ignorance, our ego, our attachment, our aversion, and our fear of death. Raga, avidya, asmita, raga, resha, and the other one is clinging to death. Otherwise, you can't meditate, because if these things are not weakened, they will produce so many desires that will produce karma, and therefore you get reaction. So, and then he says, by this you achieve the goal, and the goal is samadhi, and samadhi means intense absorption, where the absorption is so intense there's nothing else outside of the consciousness. But the object of your... And when you achieve that, you never come down, because you're not even thinking of anything external to the self. So what's the question of coming down? And of course, probably in a practical way, we can become absorbed in deity worship and so many things. Deity worship is very practical. I mean, one of the most practical things about deity worship is bhakti means God in the center. Material life means you're in the center. For example, eating. Without deities, the kitchen is an object for your enjoyment. With deities, the kitchen is an object for God's enjoyment. Good morning, Isabella. I'm okay. Good. So, and that's perfection. Perfection is when you see yourself as an object of God's vision, rather than you see the world as an object of your vision for your enjoyment. Bhakti means... Bhakti means to get out of the center. The way we get out of the center is we become attracted to the center in the mood of service. Good morning. Good morning. It's just so enlivening. I mean, Champak is here from New York. She's come for 3 days. She could tell everyone. It's enlivening to have this beautiful center just teeming with people. And they're going to hear from me for 4 hours today. And they're going to have prasadam. Part of it is a beautiful lunch, and really beautiful. Yesterday we had spinach, beautiful spinach soup. What? Yeah, we had beautiful steamed cauliflower. We had baked potatoes. We had two types of fresh salad. What? And some kind of beans. It was all very tasty. And very practical worshiping the deity. That consciousness, perfect consciousness, is Krishna's in the center. And we're in harmony. Harmony is caused where there's disharmony is caused where there's many centers. And many centers means ego. So very, very practical. And of course, bhakti is easy because the connection with your object of meditation is love. And emotion is pleasure. So an object of pleasure keeps you more absorbed than an object of understanding. That this is good for us. This is good for us. And interesting, the next verse describes japa. And it says, by japa, you can perfect yourself. Please hear this very confidential subject about japa. You can perfect yourself. And what japa means is japas artha bhavanam, that we meditate on the meaning of the mantra. Japa means we're chanting the name, but in a mood of giving ourselves to the name in devotional surrender. And that mood of devotional surrender or love is what actually pleases Krishna. That's what actually pleases Krishna. Not just the mantra, but our heart, our voice, our love within the mantra. That's bhakti. Tesham satityuktanam bhajitam prittipurvakam dadami buddhiyogam tvam yenamam upayanti te. The one who worships me with faith and devotion, I give them the knowledge. So the process is not just us making an effort, it's Krishna giving something to us out of devotion. Then he says, by doing this, one can perfect themselves. One can perfect themselves. And what is perfection? In bhakti, perfection is love. Perfection is not things, perfection is consciousness. And what's the perfection of consciousness? The perfection of consciousness is love, overwhelming love, which is called rasa. Sri Krishna, bhakti rasa bhavato mati. Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavato Mati. that's love, knowing your relationship with Krishna and feeling it, not just knowing it, but knowing it at the level of feeling it, feeling your relationship with Krishna. And the ultimate goal is punamritas, which is all the time, every step. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha devagni nirvapanam shirakarai vachandikaranam vidyavari vidanam anandam bhuti varanam pratipadam punamritas vardanam pratipadam, every step. Every step. And that's samadhi. The example of samadhi given in the Bhagavatam is Bhishma Dev. I always describe that is one of my favorite parts of the Bhagavatam, that warrior who fought in so many battles. That person who spoke on so many subjects, he fixed his mind on Krishna. Even though he was a warrior, he fixed his mind on Krishna. How did he fix his mind on Krishna? He fixed his mind on Krishna out of love. Okay, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending who you are, the class has is beginning now, so I will have to go. But if anyone would like to say hello, I have 2 minutes. Would someone like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Mom.
Okay, Gail, are you able to hear the class?
Very well, yes, very well.
Okay, I'm glad that your sister liked what I wrote. That gives me a lot of pleasure when I get feedback that what I'm writing is getting out there and people are enjoying it. That's great. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bo. Hi, thank you. Yeah, you would really love this crowd. Okay, anybody else? Okay, I'm going to go now.